So today I will talk with you about some topic. It's not easy, to be honest. The day of judgment. Jesus will come back to judge the living and dead. I know I came from East culture to West culture, so I have to be careful when I speak people who live in West culture. So I have to be nice and kind with you when I use some words from the Bible. But I will try to do my best. I will focus what Bible teach us about the day of judgment or Jesus coming again. And again, as I told you, like we as a Presbyterian, to be honest, I like Presbyterian theology for two reasons. The first reason, because we are not super crazy to talking about the end of age like other denominations. But at the same time, I dislike the Presbyterian theology that sometimes we ignore to talk about the end of age. So we have to make balance between talking about the end of age and not ignoring to encourage people and also to help the people to be preparing for this day. And again, this day can be good day, could be good news for some people, and it can be bad news. I hope that be good news for you. Before I will start that, I will read for you from Matthew 25, starting from 31 to 46. If you have Bible with you, I encourage you to open it. If you don't, please look to a screen. Matthew 25, start from verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man came in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats in the left. I will continue read in from Acts chapter 1 and verses 11 also. After Jesus went to the heaven, the angel came and spoke to the disciples, and he said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Amen. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for gathering together, and we pray, God, to speak to all of us through your word. We open our minds, we open our hardest to speak the truth and to help us to preparing to the day of judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, as I share with you, we will go to the statement that Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. This is one of our statements of faith. And we say, like the church believe, we believe, and I hope you also believe, you say, I believe that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. This statement specific focus about Jesus that give us some idea what he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he will do in future. So you know what he has done, and you know what he is doing. But also we need to know what he will do in future. The Bible very clear that Jesus will come to judge. The first coming, Jesus came as a savior. But the second time, Jesus not will come as a savior. He will come as a judge. And sometimes we live here in West culture, we don't like to talk about judgment. We don't like people when they judge us. That is something we don't like it. We hated people judge each other. I visit one patient last week in hospital. He is in the last stage in the life. He's in end of the life. He's a very young man. He's 46 years old. He has cancer. And he feels alone. So when I visit him, I ask him, like, why you feel alone? Do you have family? And he told me he has only one person in his life, his dad, his father. He lives with his father. And then I said, that's good to contact with your father, ask him to come and spend time with you before you die. But he told me, to be honest, I hate my dad. I don't like him. Then I asked him, why you don't like your dad? And he told me, because he judged me every time. A judgmental person. He tried to blame me all the time. And I want to go in peaceful transition, even if I am in the last stage in my life. Sometimes we don't like people when they judge us. Sometimes we give excuse to ourselves when we make something bad, and sometimes we give grace for ourselves. But when people, they make sin against us, sometimes we not give them grace. Sometimes we tough with them. Sometimes we be harsh with them. And I'm not talking about in judgment in general, but I will talking about something different about the judgment. I will talking about the judgment which is coming from Jesus Christ, which all of us, you and me, we will be under this judgment. I don't know like if this good topic for you or not. I don't know like if you feel comfortable when you're hearing me about judgment or not, but I will encourage you to focus what Bible teach us about the day of judgment or Jesus return his back. Before I go that, the Bible tell us like very clear in many different scriptures that Jesus will come. This is like a biblical truth. There is no doubt in that. Pastor Paul, when he spoke to his disciple Timothy, in chapter 2 and verses, Timothy 2nd, chapter 4 and verses 1, he said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. I just read for you now in Acts chapter 1, when the angel came and spoke to the disciple, Man of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. He will come the same way. So this is no doubt that Jesus will come again. No doubt. Maybe we have questions about God. Like if God judge us, this can tell us that God loves us or not. This kind of God, we know that God is love or God is justice. But I tell you something. When we try to learn about God and the building relationship with God, we have to learn that God of justice at the same time is God of love. So God is justice and God is love. This is very clear. We have to be honest in that. Some people, they like God to be God of love all the time. And sometimes people, they don't like God as a justice. But the truth about God is justice and then same time is God is love. There is some wrong teaching from the beginning. The focus that God in Old Testament is God of justice. So the God who knows that he is attacked, is angry with all nation, is angry with people. And the God in New Testament, Jesus Christ, is the God of love. This kind of teaching is wrong. The church refused this teaching because we cannot take God only one side. God is love and God is justice. But we have to take God as a God of justice and the God of love. And the Old Testament also, as we know, like we see God judge people, but at the same time is we see God love all nations. God love Israel. He has a big compassion for all nations. He sent Jonah to Nineveh, the city that is, it's called like out of children of Israel. He took care about Israel, even if they are upset from God, even if they are disobeying God, but God gave them many different chances. The Bible also teach us that God brings comfort for his people as a mother brings comfort for a child. So we see the two sides, God of justice and God of love. When we talking about the day of judgment, we have to realize that judgment is not only punishment. I know we have to bear what we're doing, and I will tell you now. But it's not only about punishment. It's about including treating all people not only with fairness, but also with protection and care. When we see God is justice, that it means God wants us to treat other people in a good way, and also is justice because he wants to protect us and care us from bad actions. I remember when I took my American citizen, they gave me exam to understand the American constitutions and the American law. They give me a book to study everything. So I know a lot of information about that. I hope you know everything about American constitution. But I remember when they told me in introduction for this book, they said, this book is help you not only to know the constitution, but also to protect you and protect other people. Yes, there is a lot of pay we have to pay if we broke the law or if we not respect the constitution. But this constitution is kind of justice to help me to be a good citizen, to treat people very well, to protect myself and to protect the community and other people, to take care about other community. This is why they give us this exam to understand the American Constitution or the law. So when we see God as a justice, that it means God protect us from many different things in our life. They protect us from evil people. They protect us from any bad actions against us. And of course, if you see someone kill another person, all of us, we ask for justice, right? Because he makes something bad. And we are not happy if we see this person after he killed someone, he become free. All of us, we ask God for justice. And we ask God that he can do his justice in this situation. So justice is not only punishment, but also a kind of protection and the care about other people. Sometimes, and if you read the Bible, we see the prophets and people, sometimes we ask God for justice. We ask God, please God, I want you to make justice in this situation. We see something bad and we want to see your injustice. So we as a human being sometimes, we ask God for justice. So the day of judgments is kind of the side of God's life and the God of justice as well. I remember something happening with me, but I promise you I am a good person when I'm drive. But sometimes when I feel crazy, I didn't focus in the speed limit. So one day I was driving in a street, and I didn't see the speed limit in this street, 25. So I drive it more than 35. Then the police officer stopped me, and he asked me, did you see the speed limit? I said, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see, but he showed me that the speed limit 25, and I'm driving in more than 35. So of course, it will give me ticket for that. That's right? This kind of justice. And if give me ticket, that is right. But I don't know what happened. The police officer let me to go free. He said, like, be careful when you drive in the next time. What happening? And after 2 or 3 weeks, I didn't remember. I saw someone driving in the same street, crazy, probably like more than 35. So I became so angry. And I tried to look around and say, like, there is no police officer to stop this guy. He can hit someone. What's happening in this one? I was happy that the police didn't give me ticket. But when I saw someone driving same speed like me, what happening? I asked for justice, not for me, but for other person. We do that all the time in our life. We ask for justice for people, and we give excuse ourselves. I don't know if this is good officers or no. Sometimes we say like he give me grace, but at the same time is if he do that with all people, we will live in miserable life, right? So we ask for justice. This is why when God come from heaven to judge the earth, we have to learn that this come from God as a justice. Second point about that, the day of judgment is biblical truth, and everyone will give any account to God. Everyone. I know we born in Christian family. Thanks be God. I know we attend in the church for a long time ago. I don't know how many years you attend in the church. What I like about Presbyterian theology, they're not crazy about the end of age. But sometimes we ignore to encourage people to live in faith all the time. But everyone will give account to God, bad or good, even if we are believers or unbelievers. The Hebrew chapter 9, verses 27, the Bible tells us, it is in the plan that all men die once, and after that they will stand before God and be judged. Everyone, men and women, American or Egyptian or color or whatever, all people, they will come and stand before God to give account about everything in our life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 10, the Bible tells us that for all of us must stand before Christ when he says who is guilty or not guilty. Each one will receive pay for what he has done. He will be paid for the good or bad done while he lived in this body. So we have to give account for everything in our life. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I give you the solution about that. The solution about that, how can I avoid to be under God's judgment all the time? Again, as I read to you 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul spoke to his disciple Timothy, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who judges the living and dead, and by his appearance and his kingdom. So it's a biblical truth, and also kind of a statement our faith that Jesus will come to judge us and to judge all people. Jesus also in Matthew chapter 12, he said, but I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoke. Every bad word we spoke, we have to give account for that. But the good news is, sometimes that is not Jesus. We know it. We know Jesus is, he loves us unconditional love. Even if we make mistake in our life, even if we make bad choice in our life, of course God loves us unconditional love, but this is not like permission for us to do any wrong or bad things in our life. I just let you know that Jesus who came the first time, the same Jesus he will come the second time. It's not different. The only thing is he come as a savior, the second time he will come as a judge. But he is the same Jesus. The same Jesus who has born in Bethlehem is coming again, will come again. The same Jesus who grew up in Nazareth is coming again. The same Jesus who turned water into wine is coming again. The same Jesus who walked in water is coming again. The same Jesus who healed people is coming again. The same Jesus who raised Lazarus from the dead is coming again. The same Jesus who entered Jerusalem as the king, he will come again. The same Jesus who died on the cross is coming again. The same Jesus who rose from the dead in Easter Sunday morning is coming again. The same Jesus who went to heaven is coming again. It's not different Jesus. It's the same Jesus. But he has different job. He will come to judge us. Number four, and I would like to encourage you to focus in this point. His time or his coming maybe is good news and bad news. The judgment is day is good news for people who accept Christ as a savior. This is the good news that we waiting Jesus. Why? Because we believers. Why? Because we accept Christ in our life. We have to be ready anytime when you come. This can be good news. The good news, and we're reading in Romans chapter 8 and verses 8. We read these verses a lot here in Calvin. But I will remind you about that. They said there is no condemnation for who? For people who are in Christ. No condemnation. When you accept Christ in your life, when you accept Christ as a Savior in your heart, God will take any sin from you and you will become free. See, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So this is the good news for people. If you are Christian, if you are a true believer, you have to waiting Jesus coming as a good news, not as a bad news. But also his return sometimes is bad news. If you still don't sure that you accept Christ in your life. I would tell you something. When God will come to judge us, he's not coming to judge us because we are sinners. Of course we are sinners. But he will come to judge us because he gives us solution. We are sinner, but he offers the salvation to us. What we want to do to accept this invitation, and when we accept this invitation, we will become free from the sin. So it's not coming because we are sinner, because of course we are, but because we reject the salvation. In John chapter 1 and verses 9 and 10, Jesus said that the first chapter in John, the true light that giving light to everyone was coming into the world. It was in the world, and so the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. Some translation rejected him. And John 12 also, they said, but all who reject me and my message will be judged on the day of judgment by the truth I have spoken. Everyone reject Jesus' salvation or message will be judgment. That can be bad news. That is not be good news at all. And we have opportunity. I know, like I'm speak to people. They already grow in the church. They already have experience about God's salvation. But sometimes your attending the church is not a sign that you are in Christ. I'm sorry to say that, but this is true. Not all people, when Jesus comes, not all people who come in the church will go in heaven. Who can go in heaven? The people who accept Christ in their life. The church is very important to help us to grow in faith. And we have to receive the salvation in the church. It's your responsibility to respond to God's call in your life. What can we do if his coming is good news or bad news? The last point I want to share with you, be ready, be preparing, be alert. Be ready, be preparing, be alert. How can we be ready? How can we be prepared? How can we be alert? I believe this message today is not by accident. I believe this message for you and for me is alert that God speaks to all of us to preparing our heart if you don't accept Christ in your life. Sometimes people say, like, you are crazy. You're talking with the church people. So you don't need to ask the church people to accept Christ because they already accepted Christ. I know that. But also, I would just encourage you, if you're not sure 100% if Jesus is coming today and you are not sure that you will be ready enough or you are not going to heaven, this is your time now. I remember I talked with lady also. She asked me if I have family. So I told her, she asked me, do you have mom? I said, like, my mom, she passed away, but she's in heaven. So she looked at me. She didn't understand what it means she is in heaven. And she told with it, did your mom kill herself? I said, no, she's not killed herself. She is in heaven because she was Christian and she accepted Christ as the Savior. So people, sometimes they don't know that if they can go into heaven or not. It's our time to be ready. It's our time to preparing for that. It's our time to be alert that Jesus will come anytime. I know, like some people, this is why I told you what I like about Presbyterian theology, because some Christian, they're taking a lot of time into thinking about how and when Jesus coming, right? You're reading a lot of story in American history and the world that some people, they say, like, oh, this is a sign that Jesus already will coming tomorrow or after 1 month, we have to prepare. That is wrong teaching. I don't know exactly like a Bible how or when Jesus will come. He can come any moment, any time. The question we have to ask ourselves today, if you are ready for his coming or not. I don't want you to take time into thinking how or when. The Bible tells us how Jesus will come, but also we don't know when he will come. The only thing is we can do to be ready, to be preparing ourselves, and take this message as a very serious. In Matthew 25 and verses 25, the Bible tells us about 10 virgins. Five, they were wise virgins, and five was foolish. What happened, all of them, they're waiting for the bridegroom to come, all of them. And they have lamb with oil. But the Bible tells us the five wise virgins, they're already ready, they're preparing, they have enough oil. But the other five foolish virgins, they don't have enough oil. So what's happening? The Bible tells us that the groom came in midnight, and there is voice came to say, be ready, come and the meeting with the bridegroom because he's coming. What's happening? The five virgin foolish, they don't have enough oil. So they ask the wise five virgin, please give us oil. The five virgin wise, they said, we don't have enough for us and for you. Go and buy oil and come. So they decided to go to buy oil. And when they come back, they find the door is closed. They try to knock the door and ask the bridegroom to open. But he said, the door is closed. It's done. Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. And I want to encourage all of you today, do you have enough oil with you or not? Do you have enough oil in your lamp so when Jesus comes anytime, you have to be ready? At this time, we don't have enough time to go outside to buy oil, but it's your time now to have oil in your lamp. So when Jesus comes, you are be ready. How can we accept Christ? How can we accept Christ? It's easy. Like the Bible said in 1 John chapter 1 and verses 9, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all sins. If we confess, if we said, God, I am a sinner, I confess that I make a lot of mistake in sin, I give my heart to you, please come and enter my heart. It's easy. If you do that by faith, you will be saved. And this is a promise of God, that God loves us, He will cleanse us from all sins in our life. The Bible also in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8-9, it said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result from works, so that no one may boast. It's a grace of God. It's a gift of God when you accept Christ in your life. I will close with you in this question. I don't know about you, but you can ask yourself this question. Are you ready for Jesus coming as a judge or not? Do you look to God as a God of love only, or are you thinking that God also is a God of justice and a God of love? The question is, what are the comfort and the challenge for realizing that our judge is also our redeemer? Our judge is same Christ who came before, but he will come as a judge. I close to you at this truth. You know, like I try to thinking about what other religion thinking about Jesus coming. The Muslim people in the Quran and the Hadith, they believe that Jesus also will come in the end of the age. Even if you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but they believe in that. The Judaism is the same. They're waiting that Jesus is Messiah. He will come to establish the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of Shalom, the kingdom of peace. The Judaism and the Islam, they also waiting Jesus. And we as a Christian also waiting for Jesus. I pray for all of you today that we can have the chance to review our faith and also to be preparing and ready and alert for Jesus coming. As we going now to celebrate the God's presence in the communion, I want to invite you before we go to take the communion to pray with me, and like the Bible said, examine yourself. It's a time to examine yourself, to test your faith. And if you feel that you are not ready enough, if Jesus comes tonight, or if you die tonight, it's a time to review and examine your faith. The last thing is before we take communion, remember there is three kinds of death. The first case, death is called like a physical death. All of us, we will go through that. That's separation of the soul and the spirit from our body. The second death, they call the spirit death. They separate the soul from God. The last death, they call this the second coming. And second coming, this is separate the soul from God forever. It's coming, the Bible tells us that this is the second coming. And I hope all of us, we are not going through the second coming, because this is the separate the spirit and soul from God forever. We have a chance to connect with God again. Before we take the communion, it's a time to say, God, I want to connect with you today before I take the communion. So please pray with me before you take communion. I know like you, all of you, you have the bread and the cup with you, but also I encourage the people who are watching us, if you have bread or cup with you, please join with us also in communion. And also it's a time for you to take time to pray and test your faith and examine yourself before we're taking communion. Please pray with me. Father, we thank you for that life which you have made known to us by Jesus, your Son, by whom you made all things and taker for whom world. You sent Jesus Christ to become man for our salvation. You allowed him to suffer and to die. You raised him up, glorified him, and have set him at your right hand. And in him you have promised us the resurrection of the dead. So we ask you, God, to help us to connect with you before we take the communion. Thank you so much for this invitation. And thank you that you invite us every day to accept you, to be new creation in you. So we ask you, God, to examine ourselves, to look to our heart, and if we make our mistake or any sin in our life, we ask for forgiveness in Jesus' name. We ask you for salvation. We ask you to help us to preparing ourselves for your coming. Your coming very soon. Your coming can be any moment, any time. And help us, God, to be ready for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.